The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
A39-1360-97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Jason has been out on the mend the last couple of days. He's back. Fortunately for him, he wasn't well enough to watch me golf yesterday. Fortunately for me as well. Some fans of the show behind me, fortunately they stayed far enough behind. I don't think they could see how bad I was golfing. But want to say hi to them. Nice meeting them out there. I've gotten love, I say sarcastically. I've gotten love from the Facebook page of the Walmart haters. We'll get to that. I did get some media love. We'll get to that. Speaking of the media, it's Friday, 8:40. That's when we take a look at bias in the local media with David Fiorazzo of Wisconsin Media Check, wismediacheck.com. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Never lacking content, that's for sure.
No, well, yeah, you know, you certainly got it exactly right. You look around and see what's happening in the media, and you've got a number of them here.
Yep.
Let's see. You got to flesh out the first one. I'm not entirely sure the issue here. Move to amend petition drive, and this deals with Channel 5 WFRV. Explain that one.
Oh, yeah. Once again, they're the only station in this market to cover the move to amend petition drive. It's the third time they've covered this, and basically they labeled it as a local group. Well, the fact is, Jerry, this is a national group. It's left-leaning. It's anti-corporation, and it was one of the groups to support and endorse the Occupy Wall Street movement. Even the Huffington Post said that move to amend helped organize a events in about 100 cities for Occupy Wall Street. So calling this group local without mentioning any ties to any left-wing groups or the Occupy Wall Street, that's a major omission.
And compare and contrast that, David, with, and this is perfectly fine, when a Tea Party group has a national core to it, and that's fine. It's fine to point out that there are national organizations in the Tea Party movement. That's perfectly fair. But you're right. It never happens the other way. And then you have a media blackout of Dems joining Benghazi Select Committee. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, this is, of course, a pattern, a well-established pattern from the beginning of this year as far as local media goes, Wisconsin media, blacking out information or new updates and developments on the Benghazi situation and the investigations there. In this case, WBAY, ABC2, was the only station in Green Bay to cover the news that Democrats, toyed with the idea of boycotting the Benghazi Select Committee. Some Democrats have decided to join the investigation, and the 12-member panel will now have 5 Democrats. WBAY was the only one to cover this in just one of their newscasts. And, of course, this goes way back to, you know, from the beginning of the development of Benghazi, of the media choosing to look the other way, basically.
And then we get to the veterans scandal, and local vets are reacting. And you say blacked out until yesterday when President Obama commented on the scandal. Fox 11 did not cover the local reaction. Talk about how the media locally covered that.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Often when it reflects negatively on the Obama administration, local media tends to shy away from it. But when the president says something about it, then, of course, they're typically forced to cover it. Fox 11 was the only station in the Green Bay market that chose not to present a local view, the local reaction to the scandal. And for the first time, WBAY, WFRV, and WGBA did present the reaction from local veterans who are affected by this, along with their experiences with the VA system. So there's a video at wismediacheck.com of all 4 Green Bay stations. It's a longer video than what we typically post on the website, but it gives you an idea. You can compare how the different stations reported on this story. So that's one of the first times we did something of this length. So check out the Veterans Administration scandal Local Veterans React, posted on the 21st, a couple days ago.
All right, tell you what, that's what we have time for today, David. But as always, if they've got tips, wismediacheck.com, correct?
Absolutely, and thanks for your time, Jerry, and God bless you guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
David, same to you. David Fiorazzo, Wisconsin Media Check. That's wismediacheck.com. If you see media bias, newspaper, television, yes, even radio. By the way, this doesn't count as bias because, yes, I am biased. It's when someone claims to be an objective observer of events. No, I wear it proudly. I'm a conservative. I'm biased. Yes, I am. All right, let's get to a couple of other things. Beginning yesterday, I am giving out phone numbers and email addresses of select Green Bay City Councilmen and the office number of Mayor Jim Schmidt concerning the proposed downtown Walmart store. The folks at No Walmart on Broadway, that Facebook page, got wind of that. They posted the podcast, and they really didn't know what to say about it. I mean, they accurately quoted what I said, but they seemed apoplectic that I was actually encouraging people who support the project and live in the city of Green Bay to call City Council and let them know, because their little Facebook page and, you know, getting a bunch of people to the meetings, they're trying to claim they're the majority voice. If they are, they have nothing to worry about for me, do they? If theirs really is the voice of majority, I'm just tinkling in the wind here giving out phone numbers, right? Because there just really aren't that many people that support the Walmart store. So if they're right and I'm wrong, what the hell are they worried about with me throwing out phone numbers? It's got nothing to do with nothing. If they're right and they're the majority, the phones aren't going to be overwhelmed. By the way, I'm not asking people to call and berate. Scott Williams from the local paper put this on his Facebook page as if I don't know. I don't know why Scott thought that was noteworthy, but he did. I'm saying if you support a downtown Walmart store, if you support the revenue the city will benefit from, if you support a developer who actually isn't asking for one thin dime of public money, which would make this unique to the other recent and proposed and ongoing developments in downtown Green Bay, if you support all of that, let elected officials who will make the decision know that. Why should that bother anyone? Now, if you oppose it and you hear me throwing out the numbers, you'll probably call. I'm not Machiavelli. I can't make people do things. Actually, Machiavelli, that's not what Machiavelli, Machiavellian actually has a couple of meanings. But I mean, I have no Machiavellian ability to force people to do things. If you hear me throwing these numbers out and you oppose it, I'm guessing you'll call. If you hear me throwing the numbers out and you support the Walmart store, I am hoping you call. I can't selectively broadcast to people who support it. Supporters and opponents alike may hear my message, and they may call. But I believe the majority in the city of Green Bay supports it, so I'm willing to take that chance. Why would that bother anyone? Now, what seemed to bother them was that I put out what I'm being told is the current lay of the land on the city council on this. I am told there are six aldermen solidly in favor of this. Weary, Zimma, Nicholson, Tom DeWayne, Joe Moore, and Sladek. You need seven. That wouldn't be veto-proof. There are those who believe Jim Schmidt would not veto this. I don't know if that's true or not, but there are those who believe that. Then there are those who are pretty adamantly opposed. What I've been focusing on are those that are considered on the fence. The one that I am told is the most important fence sitter at this moment in terms of being swayed is Dave Nenig. There's also Brian Danziger and Mark Steuer. I gave out Nenig's number yesterday. I'm going to give out all three right now. So take a minute here. Find something to write with. And again, I can't stop you from writing these down if you oppose it and calling them and say you oppose it. I can't. I have no special powers to do that. It's amazing how they're all freaked out because I'm doing this. Why? Because they know they're really the minority. That's why they're all freaked out. All right, do you have something to write with? I will start again with Dave Nenig's number. And again, be polite. Just call if you support it. Call. Again, I can't stop you if you oppose it. If you support it, call and just say, hey, you know, I understand that you're getting a lot of pressure from the opponents of this, but there are those of us out here who support it. That is actually what democracy looks like. You get to get out there and oppose it. I get to use this show as a vehicle for people who want to support it. By the way, they also put on their silly little Facebook page that I get paid to do this. I assume they mean, well, if they're suggesting I get paid by Walmart, I've laughed that one off and up. I'm and maybe I'm giving them too much credit here, Jason, but I assume that they're saying I get paid to do this show for a living. You don't think that's what they meant? You think they meant I'm getting paid by Walmart? Really? You think they're that stupid? They have said and done a lot of stupid things, so maybe. All right. Dave Nenig's number, 437-2318. 437-2318. Now, to email any older person, it's real simple. In Dave Nenig's case, it's district5@greenbaywi.gov. But they're all just the district, the number, and then that greenbaywi.gov. So Dave Nenig is 437-2318. Jason, I'm going to do this every day until this thing is resolved. That's going to drive them nuts. Mark Steuer, 494-4494. 494-4494. Mark Steuer, 494-4494. He is District 10 at greenbaywi.gov. District 10 at greenbaywi.gov. Brian Danziger. Brian Danziger, 609-7666, 609-7666, that should be easy to remember, 609-7666, District 11 at greenbaywi.gov. Brian Danziger, 609-7666. 66, District 11 at greenbaywi.gov. I have one more for you. Mayor Jim Schmidt's office number, 448-3005. 448-3005. One more time, Mayor Jim Schmidt's office number, 448-3005. Jason, did you get those or do you need this? Here, you can just have this. If anybody does call, or if you did miss them, you can call Jason. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And I said every day. I don't know if it'll be every day, but we will be doing this a lot until this is resolved, because they are a vocal minority, and it's time for elected officials to hear from the silent majority. One of the things they were really hacked off on their silly little Facebook page was when I said that Tom DeWayne is showing leadership. He absolutely is. You just don't like where he's leading. But it's time for the council to push back on this. All right, the opinion page of the local paper does this thing from time to time. Trending topics. Long hot campaign for governor awaits. And what they do is they put a collection of things they found on Twitter. Trending topics on Twitter. In this case, it's the Marquette University Law School poll. And they actually have me. They have something from me and something from Charlie Sykes. Charlie has a piece from White, Wisconsin. Did the Marquette poll oversample Democrats? Is that why it was so close? I'm not falling for that. We fell for that when we didn't believe the Marquette University Law School poll in 2012, when it said that Barack Obama was going to carry Wisconsin and that Tommy Thompson was going to lose to Tammy Baldwin. To me, it's the gold standard. They quote me as saying this, and I think I would at this point take back one thing. In the Bader blog, the conservative radio talk show host wrote, "I have no explanation for a series of polls, including this one that shows this race tightening. Burke's campaign has been completely incompetent, and she has spent little thus far, which makes this poll, well, terrifying to me." Terrifying was probably too strong a word. But as I saw that poll, I expected that poll to show Walker widening the gap because her campaign has been so incompetent. 50% of people still don't know her well enough to have an opinion, and yet it's a damn near a tie. That was the terrifying part to me. But maybe if I could take anything back, it might be that. But yeah, I am nervous. And no, I'm not going to get into this questioning the poll. That, I think, is a dangerous game. Speaking of dangerous game, we've been talking a lot about the effort to silence anything that might offend you. There's another one. We'll get to that. It's 8:56.
Your home for Milwaukee Brewer baseball.